One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Clifford and Hazel in the breakfast room.
Nicky phoned at the crack of dawn to ask if we'd keep Penny for a few days. He said Father doesn't want to leave the Sky Ranch.
Yeah, they phoned us too last night. Mom worked on Dad for 3 days to get him up there, and now he won't come home.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. You can't have a spring in your step or even a smile on your face when you're suffering from the discomfort of athlete's foot. No siree. When those pedal extremities are fairly crying out in pain with the itching, burning sensation of athlete's foot, you're miserable through and through. Of course, you want to do something about it, and you can. Yes, bathe your feet with Bactine. That's right, Bactine, Bactine, to relieve the fiery, itching, burning of athlete's foot. Bactine to combat the infection itself. New, but already hundreds of folks who suffer from athlete's foot are finding welcome, wonderful relief. Bactine is gentle, soothing, and cooling. And best of all, it helps fight the infection of athlete's foot. Yes, in actual tests, Bactine killed all the different types of fungus germs that cause more than 90% of athlete's foot. Think what this means to you. You'll want to find out how Bactine can help you. So get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle from your drugstore right away. Bathe your feet with Bactine every day. Do it faithfully every day according to directions. Bactine is easy to use. It's a crystal clear liquid. It leaves no spots on skin or clothing, no greasy film, and your feet are so relieved, so refreshed. Remember, for real relief from athlete's foot, to combat the infection of athlete's foot, bathe your feet with Bactine. Bactine, Bactine. Chapter 1, Book 86. It's a sparkling, sun-drenched morning here in Seacliff, San Francisco. And in the Barber family home, Clifford and Paul are alone in the breakfast room. After 3 days of indecision, Henry Barber decided to spend the weekend at the Sky Ranch after all. And Fanny phoned Paul last night to say, somewhat tartly, that Henry had decided to stay over.
You know, I might be responsible for this in a way, Paul.
Oh, how so?
Well, when I came home from work Friday night, there was a kind of a quiet, wordless struggle going on between Mom and Dad in the library.
Oh.
Dad wouldn't say whether he'd go to the Sky Ranch or not. Well, after Mom left the room, I said, sort of kidding, you better pack, Dad. You're going to the Sky Ranch for the weekend. He asked what made me think so. I said, Mom wants to go. I said, I didn't know how it was done, but when Mom made up her mind to anything, in some mysterious way, that was it. He had a kind of a funny twinkle in his eye. I noticed at the time.
What'd he say?
Oh, nothing much. Just think I'm going, do you? Perhaps I'd better pack my hammock and plan to stay.
Well, he went off very meekly. I didn't hear any argument.
No argument. Oh, a toast, Paul?
Oh, thanks. I'll have to run along in a minute.
You going to be home for dinner tonight?
Mm-hmm. You?
I don't know.
You?
Well, come in. Come in, Hazel. Bright-looking woman for this hour in the morning.
Well, what's happened up at the Sky Ranch?
Oh, why? Sit down.
Well, Nicky phoned at the crack of dawn. Said he was driving Penny down to school, and he wanted to know if she could stay with us for a night or two. Said Father wasn't ready to come home yet.
Yeah, they phoned us, too, last night. Mom worked on Dad for 3 days to get him to go up there, and now he won't come home.
Yeah. Nicky told me Father has his hammock up between the madrone trees, and he's perfectly happy. Nicky didn't mention Joan, though, Paul. Didn't she go up this weekend?
No.
Why not? I thought she was going to take Jim Beach up and introduce him to the family.
Well, he couldn't go, so I guess she decided not to.
Oh.
Oh, here. Want some coffee?
Uh-huh. Whoops, that's enough. Thanks, Cliff. Mm-hmm. Claudia must have been disappointed. She wanted to meet Jim Beach.
Here, how about some toast?
No, thanks. I've had breakfast. Well, you two are going to rattle around in this house. You'd better come over and have dinner with us tonight.
Thanks just the same, Hazel, but I'll probably have a date.
What are you grinning about, Cliff? Huh?
Oh, I'm just thinking. The object of this weekend at the ranch was to show Dad Nicky's new cabin. But if he's strung up his hammock, they'll never get him out of it.
Well, Nicky said the mountaineer's done something to him this time. He's been on the go every minute, talking to old Ben, looking over the landmarks. Oh, here you are. I've been looking for you, Claudia.
It's so nice here on the porch, Mom. what in the world became of your father this morning?
Did you investigate the Madrone trees?
I've just been down there. He isn't in his hammock.
Oh, that's odd. He hurried off with some books and magazines right after Nicky left.
The books and magazines are there, but he's nowhere to be seen. Oh, Claudia, I do hope our staying over hasn't upset everything.
I don't know it has.
Oh, not at all, Mom. We're happy to stay a little longer.
I hated to have Nicholas make the long drive in and back today.
He didn't mind. And Penny will love staying at Hazel's tonight. She and Margaret always have fun together.
I can't think what's got into Henry. Took me 3 days to get him up here. I hope it doesn't take 3 days to get him back home again. Oh, but it is so lovely here now. I just wish I didn't feel we've upset your plans for the week.
Oh, it's all right, Mom. I do want to get home by Wednesday. That's Joan's light day at school, and sometimes she drives over for an hour or so.
Hmm. Too bad her young man couldn't come up with us.
Mm-hmm. And there won't be another weekend she could bring him now, with finals coming up. But I told her we'll have him up for a real vacation this summer. I'm anxious to meet him, too.
James Beach.
Hmm? Nice name.
Well, it'll be nice to have him here this summer. Then we can all get acquainted with him. Mothers have to be very skillful sometimes, don't they?
Sometimes. You have to be on your toes every breathing moment.
Honey! Honey!
Yes, Henry, I'm here with Claudia.
Oh, yeah.
Why, Henry, where did you get that lumberjack shirt? Look at me, Claudia.
Yes. Nicholas put this out for me. It fits, too, doesn't it?
Why, it looks wonderful. Very Northwoodsy.
Never saw you in such a loud shirt.
Oh, it matches my mood today, Fanny. Do you know I had forgotten how invigorating this mountain air can be? I went down to my hammock after breakfast. I was going to eat. Well, sir, with this air in my lungs and the sight of those mountain tops in a clear sunlight, I knew I'd have to bestir myself.
You going somewhere, Dad?
Yes, I'm going to walk up to the new cabin, Claudia.
Oh, well, that's a pretty long hike, Dad.
Are you trying to tell me I'm aging, Claudia? Why, I've felt 10 years younger ever since we got here. What's the matter, Fanny?
Nothing, Henry.
Well, I'll be back for lunch. Oh, where's that walking stick that Nicholas spoke of?
It's there in the hall, Dad.
Yeah, yes.
Did Nicky give you directions, Dad?
Said turn left above the woods tail.
Oh, wait a minute. Come here. I'd better show you.
Honey, look at this cane. Nicholas got it from a collector at an auction. A hickory stick. This belonged to President Andrew Jackson. It was left in his bedroom at the White House in 1836. Oh, a very valuable cane.
Seems sturdy.
Here, Dad, let me show you. Come over here.
Oh, it must be the mountain air. I haven't felt such energy in weeks.
Now, look. You'll go up past the swimming pool and the stables, and there's a branch of the woods trail that turns east. There isn't a marker, but Nicky piled some stones there, where it turns. It's too bad you don't ride horseback, Dad. It's a wonderful bridle trail now.
Wouldn't trust a horse in a mountain trail if I had to go the whole distance on my hands and knees.
Now, wait. This is a little tricky. Here, let me draw it for you. Pencil, oh, here's one. Now, you follow the east trail along here, come to a big rock, and then there's a little climb.
Climb.
Oh, it isn't bad, 150, 200 yards to the first crest.
The first crest?
Mm-hmm. Then it's perfectly level, oh, with little rises, you know, for, a mile and a half.
Mile and a half.
Then watch for another pile of stones, though I think the workmen probably made a pretty clear trail by this time. And right here, there's another short climb through the redwoods. But it's shady and beautiful in there, with a stream tumbling along. Nicky made some little places to rest beside the stream.
Yes, uh-huh.
He's put in hitching posts and things like that.
Henry won't need a hitching post.
Oh.
Now here, up in there, I'll sketch in some trees. All big redwoods.
Yes.
There's a drop then, and a sort of canyon before you get to the flats. The trail goes down very steeply for a little way there, Dad.
How steeply?
Oh, Nicky has a railing at the worst places.
Yes.
And at the bottom of the canyon, well, you'll find that Nicky and Ben have laid stepping stones across the stream there.
Yeah, a stepping stone.
Mm-hmm. We're going to build a small footbridge later.
Yeah.
Now then, after you cross the stream, climb the hill on the other side of the canyon, and there you are. You'll see the cabin snuggled down in the redwoods. It's really lovely.
Yeah.
It won't be a bad walk if you take it easy, and if you're a little late getting back, we'll wait lunch for you.
What time is it now?
Oh, you can make it up and back by one.
How far is it altogether?
3 miles.
A mile and a half up, mile and a half back?
Hmm? Oh, no. 3 miles each way. Wait, let's see your socks. What are you wearing?
Oh, these.
Oh, Nicky always recommends heavier socks, Dad.
Yeah.
I packed a pair of wool socks, Henry, that I knitted for you. They're in your bag. Want me to get them for you?
No. I'll get them if I decide to go.
If you're going to see the cabin at all, Henry, you ought to see it today. We'll just go home tomorrow.
Why?
There will be things to do.
I had things to do, too, Fanny. I had work at home, but I came up here. You wanted to come.
Let's not discuss that again, Henry.
Yes.
Go change your socks, Dad, and start off. I'll have a good, hearty lunch for you. And you'll be hungry, too.
Yes.
Here, want to take the map I just drew?
Oh.
Now, take it easy. It won't matter if we don't eat until 2 or 2:30.
Yes. I'll go change my socks.
Don't forget the cane.
Oh, thanks. Yes. Six miles, eh? Uphill and down.
He doesn't seem as enthusiastic as he did.
He'd better see it today if he's going to see it.
Oh, he's really having a good time here, isn't he?
That, or he's being perverse.
Hmm?
Oh, I know he's having a wonderful time, Claudia. But there's a twinkle in his eye I don't quite like.
What do you mean?
Well, we all insisted Ali's coming. Now he's going to stay just as long as he can. He's like that sometimes.
Mom.
Well, he is. If he suspects I've handled him, he simply gets his back up.
Well, we can stay tonight, all right, but...
Don't you worry about it, Claudia. We'll leave tomorrow morning, right after breakfast. I can handle Henry.
Huh?
Oh, nothing. I was talking to Claudia.
Yes. It just occurred to me, Fanny. I want to give Nicholas the pleasure of showing me the new cabin himself. Yes. So... Kindly phone Mrs. Ketterman. Tell her we're not coming home now. Yes. Tell her I've just made up my mind to stretch this vacation out a little longer. Yes. Tell her not to count on us for quite some time. Yes. I'm going to my hammock now.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. You know, friends, there's no point in trying to set up an endurance record when you have a headache. Why not get relief the easy, pleasant way by taking Alka-Seltzer? Yes, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer and see how soon you feel better. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers. And in Alka-Seltzer, this pain reliever is ready to go right to work to give you relief in a hurry. So whenever you have a headache, drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer and feel better fast. Get Alka-Seltzer from your drugstore and always keep it handy in your home. Here's the family again.
What did you say, Mom?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear what you said.
That man.
Oh.
Remember Bactine. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine for the treatment of athlete's foot symptoms. The misery-making irritation of athlete's foot, that terrific, itching, burning sensation, can be relieved with Bactine. And, more important, the fungus germs that cause athlete's foot can be checked by the powerful germ-killing action of Bactine. Bactine gives a cooling, soothing sensation, really a wonderful feeling of relief from the discomfort of athlete's foot. Get a 30 or 70-cent size bottle of Bactine at any drugstore. Use it for athlete's foot faithfully every day according to directions. Also, read the descriptive folder that comes with your bottle of Bactine for its many, many other helpful uses. Be sure you ask your druggist for B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Clifford gets in deeper. Chapter 2, Book 86. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.